For our opening words this morning, I'd like to read an excerpt from a sermon from William Singford. William Singford was, Bill Singford, our Unitarian Universalist Association president for quite a few years, and now he is serving as our senior minister at the Portland Unitarian Church in Portland, Oregon. The title of his sermon was The Dream of White Innocence. In May 1966, I was in Hollywood, Florida, a youth leader attending my very first Unitarian Universalist Association General Assembly, and I was on my way to the Ware Lecture. The doors of the elevator opened, and there he was, standing with his attendants. "May I shake your hand, Dr. King?" I was so honored to meet him. "What's your name?" he asked. "Bill Singford." "Where are you from, son?" "Cincinnati, Ohio, sir." "Well, there's work yet to do in Cincinnati." We reached the ground floor and he moved off to the green room to prepare to preach. And preach he did. A prophetic sermon urging our faith, not to sleep through the revolution. Stay woke, as Black Lives Matter today urges us. How can I describe it for those of you who were not even born then? I felt like we were in the midst of a revolution and that Unitarian Universalists were important actors in a revolutionary drama. Dr. King called on the church to lead. "When the church is true to its nature," he said, "it stands as a moral guardian of the community and of society." He called on the church to be maladjusted to the structures of society that corrupt and oppress. Every head in the audience nodded with affirmation. Dr. King proclaimed that love was present, not only present, but at the heart of the revolution in which we were engaged. Our faith community listened with rapt attention. Dr. King ended with a vision of beloved community, the dream his sermons made famous. "We'll be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of unity and speed up the day when all of God's children will be able to walk the earth as siblings and then begin singing the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty for free at last." And thousands of Unitarian Universalists, many like me with tears streaming down their faces, rose in thunderous applause. We were ready to redeem the American dream, ready to take our place in the revolution. What was our role to be? James Baldwin put it this way: if we, and I mean the relatively conscious whites and the relatively conscious blacks, who must, like lovers, insist on or create the consciousness of others, do not falter in our duty now, we may be able, handful that we are, to end the racial nightmare and achieve our country and change the history of the world. Unitarian Universalists were more than ready to claim that role as some of the conscious ones. Not relatively conscious, mind you. Most Unitarian Universalists listening to Dr. King believed that they were fully enlightened and up to the task of enlightening others. Arrogance has always been a spiritual issue for a long time. And that young black youth leader, me, well, I believed it too, and I was filled with hope. Hope not only for our nation, but also for our faith.